The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio, but it's not Trish, it's not Linda and Carl, it's Trish Clark this morning, and it's not even Thursday. Carl and Linda are out and about, and so I'm going to be doing the show this morning, so welcome. Love having you all here with me this morning. It's a breezy 39 degrees in downtown Reading, sunny with a high near 53 today, north wind of 6 miles an hour, and a low this evening of 33. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 56, Tuesday night a low of 36. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 54, and on Wednesday night, a low around 41. And on Thursday, sunny again, a high of 69 and a low of 42. On Friday, sunny with a high near 70, a low of 42. And then on Saturday, sunny with a high near 63. No rain in our immediate forecast. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So I want to get right to our special guest this morning because I'm so excited to have a half hour to spend with our senator, Senator Brian Dolly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
Well, I'm just well, and it's such a pleasure for me to be on the show with you this morning because we go back a long way. We served as county supervisors 20-some years ago.
I know. It's been some time since I've seen you, and I'm glad to be able to chat with you about, I guess, the next chapter in my public service.
Yes, exactly. And I remember one of the conversations you and I had right after you got on the assembly, and one of the things that, in my mind, everybody talks about term limits for legislators, and the one thing that sticks out in my mind is the institutional memory that we lose. And I remember a conversation that you and I had. You stated that you were dealing with people who didn't have the institutional memory, didn't remember how we secured our property taxes and then how the state stole them all from us.
And, yeah, ERAF you're talking about.
ERAF, exactly.
Yeah.
And all of those different things that go into why we are where we are in the situation in the state of California now.
Well, Trish, I'm still faced with those same challenges down here, but, you know, I'm trying to educate every day. And, you know, it's even our electorate, I think, is somewhat not informed about how even our property tax gets broken out and our sales tax. And I had a call from a constituent last night on my way down here. He was wanting to know about, you know, the sales tax. I think it's whatever the initiative there is.
Measure A.
Measure A, yes. He asked me about Measure A and how I was influencing that. And I said, you know, I don't have any influence over that. That is a local. So I broke down what the state's responsible for, what the city's responsible for, what the counties are responsible for. So there is a lot. I don't think people understand how our system works, and that's unfortunate because, you know, the state does do a lot of things that I know are not good for counties. The AB 109 example before I came to the legislature was, you know, voted on, and it put criminals in state prisoners in county jails, and that impacted the county. And so those are the things that, you know, I fight for every day is to, you know, give back local control and politics or you know, people, the citizens always make the best choice at the local level. So that's always been something that I've been a goal of because I came out of local government. I understand how, you know, the federal government and the state government impacts the local governments.
Well, and the unfortunate part is, as you indicate, there really is no nexus to where our property, where the taxes come and how they're spent. People think their property taxes are spent at the local level. I would pay property taxes. Why don't you fix these potholes? And why don't you do this and do that? And as a local elected official, you have to explain to them, well, you pay the property tax, but I don't get them. The state gets
right.
them, and they go for this and that and the other. They go for education. There's no nexus. We use mental health money for roads, for heaven's sakes. What's up with that? I mean, you know, you can't, there's no nexus.
Well, you're going to see, continue to see more of that. We see that at the federal level, taking away, doing things that states should be doing. And, you know, it's just, I guess, I don't know why that we seem to surrender to that. I think people, you know that it's better. Let me give you a perfect example. In Lassen County, you know, we live in Bieber where we didn't have an ambulance for some time because we just didn't have the tax base for it. So we actually put on a property tax, to assess ourselves so that we would have an ambulance that did take over an hour to get to us. So, I voted for that. That's one of the only taxes I've ever voted for in my life was to, because I wanted that service. I want a fire and I want ambulance service in my community. I'm willing to pay for that. So those are the things that I think you see all these taxes passed. Every day I see, you know, we have the largest budget in the state's history, $220 billion. There's no shortage of money in Sacramento. Now, there's a shortage of money between Sacramento and the counties and the cities because it's all staying here and it's being spent on things that aren't really, in my mind, benefiting the constituents at the local level. I mean, they passed I voted against all these taxes.
As most of the North State does.
Yeah, the gas tax is 20 cents a gallon for diesel and 12 cents a gallon for gas, and it didn't go to widening roads. It went to just overlaying roads, and it's not helping our infrastructure. And then the governor came and took some of that money and gave it to high-speed train system in L.A. That our citizens voted in favor of to go to the roads. I mean, that statewide did. And so those are the things that are really frustrating to me here in Sacramento. And, you know, if you're going to tax somebody and they say it's going to go to this area, it should stay there. For example, you know, we have a trucking business and we get charged a heavyweight use tax, and it generates about $1 billion a year in revenue. And it's supposed to go to the roads because trucks are heavy and they, you know, tear up the roads. It's $1 billion a year. It's been going the whole time I've been here for the last 10 years, even before I got here, since Schwarzenegger, that's been going in the general fund. Even though we have all this money, they're not putting it back to the roads. And then when they do, go put another tax on our roads, and it's not being used for the roads. So you can't trust the tax and spend people here. There's never going to be enough money for them, even though there's plenty of money here. It's just, you know, budgeting is about priorities. And unfortunately, the priorities of the legislator is not the same as the priorities of the people of the first district, I can tell you that. And so I'm working towards, you know, always educating. I want to share a little bit with you of the legislation.
Brian, let me just ask one question about what you were talking about. Now, this is the problem with our Measure A here. We tell people, well, if you vote for this and it's binding, then they can't spend the money someplace else. We vote for these things at the state level, and they do whatever they want to with them. How can they do that? Why isn't that unconstitutional? Why isn't that against the law or something?
Well, I believe it is. I believe that's taxation without representation. You're taxing him and representing him in a different way. So, you know, we've continually, as Republicans down here, we've pushed back. And I want to just share with you here, I have some legislative package that, you know, obviously we're putting together right now. So we have AB 5. I don't know if you're familiar with that bill. It's basically it was a bill that it was a Supreme Court decision that that defined a independent contractor. So I have and it really changed all of, you know, if you're driving Uber or Lyft, those people are supposed to be employees under this law. And so they went through and they did AB 5 last year, which exempted a whole host of people that like a hair salon, person that rents out a station at a hair salon got exempted. Certain union truck drivers got exempted. But there are a whole host of other, you know, licensed timber operators didn't. Doctors didn't get exempted. So, for example, we have our rural hospitals and a doctor goes out there to do surgery one day a week, a specialist, and maybe at Mayor's or somebody where Mount Shasta, and they would now have to become an employee. So I just want to share some of the legislation I'm working on this year. I'm working on our whole Republican caucus has a list. I've taken up the timber issues. We have other legislators that are doing, like the anesthesiologists. Musicians are caught into that. Uber and Lyft drivers are caught. And we have an overall bill that would fix all that. So we wouldn't.
We're going to save that, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and I'd like to talk more about that legislative package.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Megan Daly is leading efforts to fix what's wrong in Sacramento.
I'm pushing to hold utilities accountable so we can always keep the power on, prevent deadly wildfires, and ensure wildfire victims get the help they need to recover.
Megan Daly is leading efforts to solve the homeless problem. She's working hard to get those who are a danger to themselves and others off the street. Assemblywoman Megan Daly will protect Proposition 13.
Count on me to stand up to the liberal power brokers and special interests who want to raise our taxes through the roof.
Megan will push the federal government to pay the cost of keeping illegal immigrant criminals in state prisons and expose corruption and fraud by using independent audits.
And I'll work to make health care and prescription drugs more affordable.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly, endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters and Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Get California back on track. Megan Daly for Assembly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2020.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center. Caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center. Since 1982.
We are all in it together.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. It's Monday morning. This is Trish Clark. I'm filling in this morning. Welcome. And we're on the phone with Senator Brian Dawley, and we're talking about the upcoming Republican agenda for maybe some solutions to some of our problems, we hope.
Yes, exactly. So I was speaking about Assembly Bill 5, which passed last year. So the gist of it is, Trish, is that we have a package. We have a bill that would define contracting so we don't have to do these exemptions for every single industry that does independent contracting. So that's moving ahead. I wanted to touch on a few. I know we're going to be running out of time here shortly. I want to talk about some of the, I think, really important legislation that I'm running. So I'm not sure that you're aware, but the DMV sells your information, and they've been doing it for a long time, actually. I came across this in some stuff I was reading last year, and I was like, no, that's not true. The DMV doesn't sell information. Well, they do. They sell our information. They make $50 million a year selling our information. And so I'm running a bill that would prevent them from signing that legislation or selling your information. And I researched it and found out that the bill was the law was actually passed in 1959. You know, before we had you know, internet and you know, ways to steal identity. And so I'm moving that piece of legislation through. I think that's when people hear that they are alarmed that the government is selling our information.
Absolutely.
I'm running another bill. There was a bill passed a few years back that is going to limit 55 gallons per day mandate water usage for Californians.
I remember that.
So I'm running a bill that would eliminate that 55 gallons per day. It's going to be pretty difficult to meet that criteria. Also running a piece of legislation that would have the PUC be elected members. As many people don't know, the PUC is appointed by the governor. And, you know, they haven't been doing us a very good job. They have not held PG&E and the other utilities to the standards that they passed. So, for example, last year or the year before, we passed SB 901, which was a bill that brought money out of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to do forest management, to do to give to communities to do wildland urban interface fuel reduction. And also in that bill, it held PG&E accountable to do the line work that they needed to do to secure their lines to make them safe. Well, the PUC is the body that regulates them and is supposed to be checking up on them. Well, they have not been. They have not been doing their job, and they've only done about 8% of the work. I think 5 to 8% was the last report I got of the work that they're supposed to be doing, even though they're charging us, the PUC is allowing them to charge and up our rate to get that work done. So I'm very frustrated with the PUC. I don't think they, you know, I think it's more of a political arm of the governor's power. And so I'm running a bill that would make them be elected from regions like the Board of Equalization is.
You know, Brian, one of the things that I'm always frustrated by is the number of commissions and committees and non-elected people at the state level. Recently, one of those lists came out again on the internet of all of the committees that are appointed and earn a salary at the state level, and there's hundreds of them.
Oh, yeah, and they're very well paid, and they're usually, a lot of those are political appointments, obviously, right? There are people who worked and helped
absolutely.
Get the governor elected.
Or ex-lawmakers.
Right, ex-lawmakers. That's the one thing that I find that's awesome about the Senate is that we get to vote on those appointments. So the Assembly, we don't do that, and the Senate has the ability to do it. But we're still party line. A lot of them are party line votes.
There you go.
You know, we don't have the opportunity to stop them. But we do have the opportunity to you know, speak about those folks. Also, doing a bill, one of my bills is last year we had the – so this has happened twice since I've been in the legislature is where we had a deputy in the line of duty got killed. We lost Jack Hobson up in Modoc, which was the first time we'd ever lost a deputy in the line of duty in Modoc County. So I'm naming a highway after Deputy Ishmael up in El Dorado County. You know, do we do a memorial highway bill? Those are more lighter, but it's still important to
it's a
you know,
great
honor
recognition.
Them
it is, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, I think another one that a lot of my constituents would be interested in knowing about, and this will probably be the last one we talk about, but I have many more that were in the pipeline, but there's In 2012, there was a sex ed curriculum passed in the legislature, and it's what we're going to be teaching our children from kindergarten on up. And so it was gone through the process after the legislation was passed, and now it's actually curriculum. And there's been a lot of parents who have been concerned about the curriculum, me being one of them, as you
absolutely
know.
Absolutely. I think it's horrible.
I have a 10-year-old daughter who's in fifth grade. And so what the bill I'm running is basically it's a transparency bill that would say that we would post online the curriculum so that the parents can go look at the curriculum that's going to be that's available, number one, and number two, what the teachers are going to be teaching and when they're going to be teaching it to their students.
And give the authority to parents to say no and take their children out of those classes?
Oh, so we did that bill. We actually had that bill. It was a two-year bill. We just saw it, and it died in Education Committee in the Senate. It never got out of the Senate to go to the Assembly. And so that bill basically did the same thing, had transparency to be up on the Internet, but it was an opt-in. It also had in that bill that you would have to opt in to have your student taught instead of opting out, which is what it didn't pass. And so this bill, I'm going to try to narrow it a little bit. I think I wasn't the author of this bill before. I was a co-author of it. And the principal author was Senator Mike Morrell. And he did not take that amendment. And so I will run the bill, and I would have that. I think I could get that out just that at least it's posted. And so parents know when it's going to be taught. And what is available to be taught, because teachers can pick and choose what part of the curriculum they want to teach on, and so I want it all to be posted, and I also want to know what the teacher is going to be teaching on out of that curriculum. And also the other thing that parents need to know is that your school board has the opportunity to pick the curriculum. There's three different sets that have been approved by the state, and then the school picks that curriculum. So to be informed parent, and I will tell you, I have thousands of parents. I have this group called the Informed Parents of Rockland, California that I represent, and they are all over this. And I learned more from them than I did from any of the education committee or what is available and how what's getting into our young people's minds and what they're being taught. And parents are very upset about it. Many parents have taken their children out of school. So I'm running that bill. It's not going to be opt-in or opt-out. It will just be, I think I can get through the process, the ability to be able to have the information posted on the Internet. So that's the first shot at. We'll come back later if we're successful with that and try to do the opt-out.
Well, and I think it's important, as you indicate, part of of the issue with me is getting people, the population, to get involved in their government. And it has to start right down at that local level with those school boards, because they really impact your everyday life and your children.
They do, and I think the other thing you touched on too, Trish, that is very disheartening is that legislation's passed here with good intent. But the bureaucrats and the bureaucracy take it and make it into something that it's not, and it's very much overreaching. And I think that's the part that frustrates me. We've given way too much power to the California Air Resources Board, to the DMV, you name it, and there's a lot of those agencies that just have too much power, and we need to rein them in and have oversight over them.
We need to remember that this state and this country was founded as a republic, not a democracy. And we need to take
back that
control. Thank you so much, Senator Daly, for joining me this morning and having this conversation. We're fortunate that you remember us up here, and wish you well in the upcoming election.
I thank you, and good to hear from you again. Look forward to seeing you again, Trish. Take care.
All right, thanks. Have a great day. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with some more conversation. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, and yes, we're working on the signal, but you can hear us loud and clear at AM 1460 and online.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, back to our show.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it's Trish Clark this morning. We had the first half hour. We had a conversation with Senator Brian Dawley and some of the upcoming legislation and things that are happening in the state capitol that we have very little control over and not too happy about most of it. If you have anything you'd like to talk about for the next half hour, give us a call at 605-4567. I got a couple of things I'd like to bring up. Talk about the Super Bowl a little bit. Oh, all you 49er fans out there, I want to tell you, I was so happy to see Kansas City just kick your... I was like anything but the 49ers, and as a avid Raider fan, rooting for Kansas City was just a little difficult for me. Yeah, but it was like anybody but the 49ers. But I will say it was one of the better Super Bowl games that I've seen in a while. I thought it was great. I liked the ads, especially the Google ad. Was that just, it was just heartwarming.
It was.
It was an introduction, you know, to the Super Bowl with all the kids that were running, and then the Super Bowl heroes of the past. That was just incredible. I thought it was one of the better, you know, events.
I think that's absolutely right. You got a road update for us?
Oh, I do. If you are heading northbound, this is on Interstate 5. We do have some areas, so be aware. We do have some maintenance near Cascade Boulevard off Interstate 5. Also near O'Brien, this is an I-5 north at Turntable Bay Road at the off-ramp in that area north of Pollard Flat. They do have some maintenance underway. Also near Castella, expect possible delays just past Edgewood and between Wairika and the Oregon border. Oh, you could run into possible delays this morning as well.
Very good. Okay, and so, but, you know, as far as Kansas City, as a dyed-in-the-wool Raider fan for many years, it was difficult for me to actually get in there.
Me too. I didn't know you were a Raider fan.
For Kansas City. However, how can you not love that Kansas City quarterback? 24 years old. Oh, my gosh, what a bright future that young man has. And just such a clean cut, a real role model for our youth. I was glad to see it. And then Coach Andy Reid. I mean, he just so deserved that. I was really rooting for him. And I like the whole the numbers thing, the 222nd game on 2-2-20. That's got to be some kind of a sign. It was written in the stars that he was going to win that game.
Yes, actually, just an incredible game. And if you missed it last night or yesterday, 31-20 was the final score.
Yeah, and Kansas City just broke loose as they've been doing all year. In the end, I was getting a little bit worried there by the fourth quarter that are they gonna do that again or are they not? But yeah, that was pretty cool. I really enjoyed it.
I guess Jeep and Bill Murray did very well with their Groundhog Day commercial. And you have to throw it in there. What to think of the halftime show?
Well, better than some that they've had. There was no exposed body parts. There was no unpatriotic kind of stuff. All in all, I was pleased. And in fact, I think it's the first Super Bowl in a few years that I've actually watched all the way through. I was actually sitting trying to get my taxes ready for my tax man, so I was kind of dual tasking there a little bit, but enjoyed the game, enjoyed the ads, and the Groundhog Day. If you weren't paying attention, the groundhog did come out yesterday. He did not see his shadow, so that theoretically means that we're going to have an early spring this year.
Yes, that's what they say. Jennifer Lopez, Shakira did a halftime show. And, you know, both sides of the coin, you know, women are saying, oh, it's empowering to see women up there. And then other people are saying, wow, a little over the top. But you know what? They're entertainers. And they grab people's attention. And, you know, that's it. It was a show. But kid-friendly, I've seen more kid-friendly in the past. You know, but that's okay. I mean, like I said, you know, what I loved is that they're not like 20 somethings.
Yeah.
They're a little bit older, but they still can perform. I mean, wow.
Yeah. No, I was all in all, it was one of the better productions. I'm tired of everything turning into a political statement or a racist statement or a something. Let's just entertain.
Yes.
And stop trying to put a lesson into everything we do. Everything doesn't have to have a hidden message, a subliminal thing. Let's just entertain. And that's what the sports is supposed to be. I thought it was a well-refereed game. They didn't over-referee. The calls that were made, boy, you just could hardly argue with any of them because they were just very in your face. There wasn't that many penalties. I mean, how many? Four or five penalties in the whole game.
They just let them play.
I enjoyed it. And I first time in a while. So, interesting conversation that I'm hearing around the community as far as Measure A. Some people are absolutely, they've got a great argument why we should pass it. There's a lot of people who just absolutely, you know, going back to what Senator Dolly and I were talking about in the first half hour, not a lot of trust out there. A lot of people simply do not believe that money is going to be spent the way they say it's going to be spent.
And I think it's because so often we voted for these things and it ends up in the general fund. And then every time you look at a ballot, there's going to be a measure on schools. There's going to be a measure on roads. The schools need more money. Roads need more money. How about we fix the roads and with the money you get and then go from there? But a lot of times it just goes in the general fund. And I think people are just so tired of being, I can honestly say, being lied to. That they're like, it's hard to believe in anything anymore because we've been lied to so much. People are just, you know, it's just another tax. And because if you think about it, we pay so much in taxes already. I mean, if you work at all or you've worked throughout your life, you're getting taxed to death. And people are just sick of it. And so,
and unfortunately,
you know,
in the state of California, the people that are voting in all those things, they'll vote for it. You put schools on it. You put roads on it. They're going to vote for it.
They won't even read it.
But they're not the ones paying it because they're not employed. And that's where, if you look at where all of these things pass, they don't pass in Northern California. We haven't passed one of those bills in years. The conservative part of the state doesn't pass them, but the, you know, spend everybody else's money crowd, they'll pass anything that has anything to do with schools and roads, and they don't read it. And if you do read it, you can't understand it, and half the time it means something different. I would say that Measure A isn't the same thing, and I personally am going to vote for it because I honestly believe that this is an opportunity for us to solve our problem. We can't change what the state and federal government is doing. We can pass this, and we can make a difference in our community. Having said that, I'm not convincing a lot of my friends of that. We have people in the community who will simply say, well, the issue is mental health, and building a jail isn't going to solve the mental health problem. I try to convince them that it's all a part of a package and a system. And you've got to be able to segregate out the groups, take care of those that need to be in jail, take care of those that need, and this is the way to do it. But I'm not sure I'm very convincing, and I'm not sure a lot of people are going to vote for this. What do you get a feel for it?
I get, you know, it's 50-50. I have people that are for it. I have people that are against it that I know that I speak to personally because some are saying, well, it's just another tax. You know, it's just more money out of my pocket. I've already got to work, you know, double overtime trying to feed my kids. And then you hear, you know, these other people, oh, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. Well, what's worked in the past? How is this going to be any different? And I think people need to understand, they have to read it themselves and decide for themselves. And make sure you vote the way you want to vote. Because when you get your ballot, and this has happened in the past, yes can sometimes mean no. And no can sometimes mean yes. And I think as Californians, we've been, in the past, we've gotten the shaft because I think people have voted wrong. They meant to say yes when they, or meant no. And I think they just want to find out, you know, is this really going to help us?
You know, and what it boils down to is trust. And unfortunately, we just simply don't have a lot of trust in our elected officials. We don't have a lot of trust in certainly all the way from the local level all the way up to the federal level. And that's, I think, well deserved, because I think that they haven't always been truthful with us and they haven't always done what they said they were going to do. Not so much at the local level, I think, as at the state and federal level. It's going to be interesting, but I don't know. I don't personally hold out a lot of hope for it. But I am hoping. That people will take it into consideration, because if we don't come up with some money for a new jail and a place to lock these people up, we're not ever going to solve this problem. We're going to go to the phone and welcome Roberta. Good morning, Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. Hey, Trish, the one thing that stops me with Measure A is the 4/5 that it takes to rescind it down the road. And so would you explain to me why it doesn't hit you in the face just like it does me?
The 4/5 vote of?
To rescind it down the road. It takes four out of five.
Of the county supervisors?
Yes.
Hi.
And so, I mean, to me, that's a no-getter. So
yeah. Well, and I guess I'm willing.
I mean, if they would write a bill correctly, I would vote for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not voting for the way these bills are written. They're hanging us with them.
Yeah, I think I hadn't heard people talk so much about the 4/5 vote, but I get that. A 4/5 vote is, when I was serving on the Board of Supervisors, that was something that was not that difficult to attain, because if it was the right thing to do, we generally agreed on which direction we were going. Current Board of Supervisors and future, I can't speak to that. So, I don't always know, but, yeah.
Yeah, because it does away with our safety net, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Thanks. Thanks for the input.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR, heard at 96.5 FM. Also online at AM 1460. Yes, we're working on the signal. It is Monday, February 3rd, 2020. The time, 7:45.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrenteria.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're streaming. If you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. It's Monday, and this is Trish Clark, and it's not even Thursday, and here I am starting the week with you.
Yay!
Thank you, and enjoying that, doing that. I want to just rant just a little bit about this whole impeachment process, this whole farce that they have drug our country through for the last 3 years. And I'm not even going to just beat up on the Democrats. I think this final stage, I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind how this is going to end. And I don't think there ever was any doubt in anybody's mind given the makeup of the Senate and the makeup of the House. But the whole thing this should have ended last Friday. Absolutely no reason. They know they have the votes to stop it. They know they have the vote to turn down the impeachment and dismiss it. And yet that swamp, that gifted group that's back there that really likes the way things are. They don't like this outsider coming in and messing with the way they do things. And so for them to kind of get together and allow this to go into next week, to allow the Democratic senators to go ahead and do their caucus in Iowa, and then allow put the president, and this is both sides. I mean, the Republicans had to go along with this in order to not just stop it and call it over with on Friday and finish it, take the vote, and be done with it. No, they needed to extend it out so they could do the caucus, so they could put the president in the position of doing his State of the Union message with this impeachment still hanging over his head, and so they can say he shouldn't even be all of this stuff that they put out there. When are they going to stop playing the games, Republicans and Democrats, and just listen to the will of the people? We elected the president, whether you like it or you don't. We put up with Obama for 8 years. He was our president. Now Donald Trump is our president. The Republicans have stopped him from doing and accomplishing things as much as the Democrats have because of that good old boys club they got going back there. He's trying desperately to drain the swamp. Where's the cooperation, even with the people that are supposed to be supporting him? It just is really frustrating to me that they just won't allow this man, whether you like him or you don't. I have a hard time arguing with much that he's accomplished. Our economy's better than it's been ever. The stock market's doing great. Unemployment is down. More people have jobs. He has gotten rid of so much in the way of bureaucracy, rules and regulations. He's concentrated on so many things that are important: medical costs, sex trafficking, things that we don't ever hear anything about, that he's making such a difference in people's lives. And every day there's a new executive order or a new piece of legislation that goes through. How about all the wonderful conservative judges that he has appointed and put this where we can have a possibility of following our Constitution in the future by all of the judges he's appointed? He has been able to accomplish so much with support from no one, if you stop and think about it. No one, because certainly the Republican Congress for the first 2 years, they didn't do him any favors. He should have been able, with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, we should have been able to accomplish a lot. The people elected him. Let's go forward and do the Republican administration. He didn't have the opportunity to do that because the Republicans fought him every step of the way. I mean, even Obamacare. We should have been able to get rid of that immediately. Didn't happen. So, I don't know. How does everybody else feel about that? I'm tired of electing somebody and then having other people say, no, you didn't know what you were doing, and therefore we're not going to support what he's doing. Obama could get anything through. And the Republicans, they don't walk in lockstep like the Democrats do. They'll, separate, and they supported a lot of the things that Obama came up with. A lot of Republicans were supporting of him and elected back there. You can't get a Democrat to vote for anything that Donald Trump comes up with. And then, don't even get me started on Nancy Pelosi, for heaven's sakes. I did read yesterday someplace that she said that she was going to resign if Donald Trump was not impeached. God, I wish that was true.
Bye.
I went, oh, please, put that in writing. Can we hold her to that? That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah. I don't know. I get so frustrated with it. I mean, and Senator Romney, where the world is he coming from? You know, I supported him when he ran for president and thought he was an honorable person. My goodness, where in the world is he coming from now? It's just amazing to me that he has gone so far off the line.
Well, it amazes me that no matter what good things he has done, he's not getting a lot of credit or credit at all. And no matter what he decides or what he comes up with, they vote it down. The Democrats are like, no, no. And since he entered office, it's been one thing after another, and I think the American public is just getting exhausted. Like, okay, after this, Trish, what's next?
They're going to continue.
What next? They're going to continue and continue and continue. And I don't know. I think people, once again, are just so tired. It's like, you know, get to work. Have you been to San Francisco? It needs a total overhaul. They need to clean up that place. What are you doing, Pelosi? I mean, Come on, focus on your own backyard. And then, you know, help us in California. And, you know, I could go all day with Gruesome Newsom, but I'm not going to go that direction because we're talking about the impeachment, which, you know, honestly, it's over.
It's a joke.
Done. It's they over.
They have nothing.
They have nothing.
They admittedly have nothing. I mean, they don't even allege that they have a crime. Even if he did what they are accusing him of doing, which I don't personally believe he did. I mean, he was investigating as he should. I mean, there's not much investigation needed when you've got the person that he's wanting investigated on tape saying he did it. I told him, you gotta either quit that guy that's investigating my son or you're not getting your $1 billion. I mean, he's bragging about it all over everywhere. And so he's investigating. Does nobody else think that there's something wrong with that? No, there isn't. But yet if he turns around and wants to investigate that during the Obama administration, the other thing I wonder, and I guess maybe I'm vindictive to a certain point, man, I'd like to see some of those people be found guilty of some of the stuff we know they did. I mean, come on, the stuff that Hillary did and the Strzok and all of those people that they know they investigated, they did those warrants without proper authority, they lied to the judges. Are any of them going to get caught in any of that? Is there ever going to be anybody go to jail or lose their job or be found guilty of anything in this mess? I don't know. I guess I really want to see some head rolls. I have a friend who says, you know, Trish, they'll get theirs at the end. I guess I kind of want to see some of it now. I don't want them to get it at the end. I'd like to see some of it. I can see some of them go down. That's vindictive. But anyway, that's my thoughts. So anyway, we in the next hour, we're going to be talking with James Nazzotta from the Enjoy magazine. And that's always a good segment because, you know, we're really lucky to have something like that in our community and great news. And they cover a lot of things that are going on. So, we're looking forward to talking about that. I'm not sure that I believe the groundhog. They're not always so totally accurate. And I'm not convinced that we're not going to get another hard freeze here just any day. Everything's starting to bloom. I have daffodils in bloom in my yard, and the camellias are coming out. Not as luxuriously as they have been in the past. You know, in the snowstorm last year, my beautiful, 50, 75-year-old camellias that back fence of my property broke. Oh my goodness, I lost so many of them because of that heavy snow, and so. They're not nearly as luxurious and full and tall as they used to be. But
we're coming up on that one-year anniversary of Snowmageddon.
Yeah.
Have you looked around lately how many babies are being born?
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what they say. You know, those 2 and 3 month old babies there, that's what happens when you get that Snowmageddon going. Interesting. A lot of stuff. So, we're going to take a break here for the news, and then after that, we're going to come back and spend the hour looking at Enjoy magazine. So thank you for joining us this morning. We'll see you in a little bit with the rest of our show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. After a year of political drama, the first voting contest of the 2020 primary season is being held today in Iowa. The kickoff caucuses could bring the first real sense of clarity to the Democrats' presidential nomination fight. Another day of arguments are about to get underway at the Senate's impeachment trial of President Trump.
It's shaping up to be a busy 3 days for some senators. The Senate convenes a court of impeachment for a total of 4 hours today, equally divided between the House managers and the President's counsel. After closing arguments, the Senate will adjourn as a court of impeachment, but remain in legislative session. Senators allowed to speak their own minds for 10 minutes. The trial comes to a close on Wednesday with a final vote in between the Iowa caucuses and the President's State of the Union address tomorrow night. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
U.S. citizens returning home from the Chinese epicenter of the coronavirus are facing new travel restrictions.
Americans who recently traveled to China's Hubei province will be quarantined by the U.S. government for 14 days. HHS Secretary Alex Azar also says President Trump signed a proclamation
temporarily suspending the entry into the United States of foreign nationals who pose a risk of transmitting the 2019 novel coronavirus.
Azar calls the measures prudent, targeted, and temporary. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Kazakhstan is at the core of the Trump administration's Central Asia strategy.
We fully support Kazakhstan's freedom to choose to do business with whatever country, whichever country it wants. But I'm confident. I'm confident the countries get the best outcomes when they partner with American companies.
Pompeo is in Kazakhstan, pressing authorities to be wary of Russian and Chinese investment and influence. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 293 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 128. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pack Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year. And that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Twitter and Pinterest are rolling out new efforts to root out voting misinformation ahead of the November elections.
Twitter has created a new tool they say will make it easier for users to report tweets that broadcast false information about registering to vote or casting a ballot. Pinterest, meanwhile, announced that it will remove posts that mislead people about when, how, and where they can vote. Most big social media platforms already prohibit material that seeks to suppress voting. But the companies say they want to do more to stop misinformation that might reduce turnout on Election Day. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. factories expanded unexpectedly last month, snapping a five-month losing streak. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index rose to 50.9 in January from 47.8 in December. The index had showed U.S. manufacturing contracting from August through December, partly because President Trump's trade war with China had raised costs. News and analysis at townhall.com. A new poll shows Israelis connect President Trump's peace plan with the future of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Half of all Israelis see the Trump administration's plan for Middle East peace as being intended to strengthen the political standing of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and say the timing of last week's unveiling was meant to interfere in the March 2nd Israeli election. This emerges from findings released on Monday by the Israel Democracy Institute. Netanyahu is in serious political but also also legal trouble, having just been indicted in three cases of alleged corruption. The poll's findings show a plurality of Israelis say the indictments are the number one election issue ahead of both the economy and the security situation. The poll was conducted between January 26th and 28th. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. But it's not Carl and Linda. It's only Monday, and it's Trish Clark, and I welcome you here this morning. We're looking at it's a breezy 40 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 53 and a low of 33. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 56 and a low of 38. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 64 and a low of 41. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 69, a low of 42. Sunny, mostly clear Friday on with a high of 70 and a low of 42. And then Saturday, dipping back down to 62 and a low of 39. It's going to be sunny, no rain in our forecast for the immediate future. And according to the Groundhog, we're going to have an early spring because he did not see his shadow. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're going to go to the phones and have a conversation with Rally Sally this morning. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. Ooh, it sounds a little bit chilly up there.
It is, indeed.
We are in Sacramento, so we'll be heading home tonight for the meeting at the Reading Patriots meeting tonight. We've got a gal coming in who's going to be talking about what they're teaching in the schools when it comes to sex education.
Senator Brian Dolley was on the show the first half hour, and he was talking about that legislation and a bill that he's got going forward, trying to at least let the parents know by putting it on the web so that the parents know what's in the curriculum.
Yes, it's something else. They start in kindergarten.
I know.
I'm glad my kids are all grown and out of school.
If I had kids, they'd be homeschooled. There's no way in this world that I would put a mind that I had control over in this school system.
Absolutely. And Michelle Duger is going to come and talk about what parents and grandparents can do about it. So it's not just an educational forum. It is a activity forum. Find out what you can do.
Oh, perfect.
To protect
yeah.
your kids.
One of the things you can do is register and vote, even in local elections. So many people tell me, oh, I only vote in the presidential election. And I go, whoa, you know, if you're not voting for your school boards and your local elected officials, you're missing a good bet because they impact you way more than those others do.
Absolutely. And people need to run for those positions,
yes.
too, if they feel strongly about these issues.
Absolutely.
So that will be tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
All right. Thanks so much. You got travel
Thanks,
safely.
Thanks, Trish.
Home.
Have a
All
great
right.
week.
All right. Same to you. Thank you. So I'm joined in the studio now by James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. Good morning,
James. Good morning.
James.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Same to you.
It's always a surprise when you come in. I mean, in a good way. I just, like, sometimes, you know, you're here, and you never know who's behind the curtain.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
You know, I come in, and it's like, oh, look. We have a special guest today.
Oh, well, very good. Thank you. So we're going to be this. I love this the magazine because it's love letters. What better for February?
Yeah. So this issue
nice cover.
Is obviously the February issue. Excuse me. And it is called Love Letters, special wedding section inside. So this is a a nod obviously to the month of February, which we have Valentine's Day, and it's the month of love, and a lot of wedding stuff gets planned. planned in February, a lot of wedding shows, things like that, people gearing up. I was listening, you know, I get to come in a little bit early and sit on the couch and listen to what's going on. So, you know, when you guys were talking earlier about San Francisco, I think, and cleaning up the city, and then you guys were talking about, I just lost my train of thought, something else. But it's very interesting to hear all the things that get discussed on this show. I'm always fascinated by how it can transition the format from one thing to the next, and you know, and I'm always like out there going, oh, I want to jump in on this conversation.
Well, but you know, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. And especially when you have for me, just as a side note, when I come in, people always ask me, do I do work? I mean, you know, research.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always tell them, first off, I have absolutely no clue usually when I agree to do the show who the guests are. So doing show prep is a little difficult.
So it's much a surprise for us as it is for you.
a lot of times it is, James. And then there's always that off chance that someone that's supposed to be here is not here, and I end up with just me and fortunately Sue and the microphone in there.
Which I love Sue.
So oh, absolutely.
Always, I actually you. Said be a part of my conversation because Rhonda's not here, my sidekick.
Yeah, you know? Sue's going to form our third today. But it's always kind of interesting, and for like you say, when you want to jump in, please feel free to do that when I'm here winging it and trying to think of something to say and keep you interested. And that's what I'm trying to do is incite somebody to call in and have a conversation with me.
So Rhonda,
it is about talk.
Rhonda sends her love. She was fortunate enough to go to Miami, so I think she's traveling home.
Good.
So she went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So she.
Is she a 49er fan?
She is a 49ers fan, but she's like you. She is a diehard Raider fan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So, you know, but with that said, she actually went to Miami to watch her grandbabies because, and her husband got a ticket and went in, but her son-in-law, actually works for the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not really sure what his role is, but he is heavily into the media portion of the 49ers. I know he does a lot of videography and editing, so a lot of the promotional stuff that you see all over and documentation of the team, it goes with him through him. So he was there for work, and so he obviously brought his wife, which is Rhonda's daughter, and they have four kids.
Yeah. And she got to go babysit.
So she went to go babysit in Miami.
Nice. Well,
but she was more than happy to do.
Absolutely, those grandbabies are special. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, she sends her love, and so I'm in here winging it with you today, and going over the magazine, and I hopefully did a little bit of a crash course before I came in because. You know, I'm so dedicated to our retail side of business and sales side of the business that I'm always not focused on what's going on. In the magazines, yeah. But I wanted to say, you were talking about, Sue, something I heard you talking about San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I were there last night or yesterday.
How was it?
We went specifically, my wife complains that I don't take her out enough on dates, which I am guilty of. So I planned this, of course, a long time ago, probably 6 months ago. So I bought tickets, for us to stay and go see, I think it's called Shen Yun, which is, Chinese ballet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
They are a dance organization or a dance company that is based here in America. The students train in New York. They're some of the best classically trained Chinese dance dancers in the world. It's a little bit political. They are not allowed to perform in China.
Not a lot of entertainers are allowed to perform in China.
Yeah.
You can perform in your living room.
Yeah. So this is classical Chinese dance that's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It's part of their culture, but they're not allowed to perform there because I guess they are considered somewhat propagandists or dissidents or what against the regime.
Right.
So anyway, I just got tickets because I know my wife loves ballet, and you know, when I saw some of the trailers and stuff for it, it was absolutely beautiful. You know, the colors and
nice.
Yeah. So we were down there.
So where did you stay? So, in what area?
We were in at Berkeley. So we were actually on campus at the, one of their halls.
Oh, okay.
See, Berkeley, it's good. It's cleaner than the...
Oh, girl, no.
It's not?
No. That was my point. I was thinking to myself, Eva.
I thought they'd been working on that area.
Well, I'm sure...
We went because I had taken my daughter down to take a look at a campus, the University of Art in San Francisco. And we basically had to play hopscotch around... human feces on the road. And people are sleeping in the street right next to it. And it was right near the university, which is kind of spread out among these buildings, which is one of the most revered places you could go to school. But we decided against it just because it is turned into a giant toilet.
Well, and Berkeley,
hopefully they're doing something about
it. The area where Emeryville and Berkeley and all that, you know, they're large portions of it are fine, you know, when you're around. But, you know, I was completely just dumbfounded by the tent cities.
Isn't that everywhere?
Just,
oh my goodness.
And I'm not just, I mean, you're driving along the freeway, and I mean, every square inch of spare land under these overpasses are like filled with tent cities. And that was, you know, sad. And I saw that, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's what it. But then when you get into town, they've taken over blocks of sidewalk.
Yes.
So it's like I mean, it literally goes multiple blocks of tents on the sidewalk. You can't walk on the sidewalk. You have to walk in the street.
Right.
Because there's tent cities. Right? And even so much so that, and it's fine, you were talking about the feces and stuff, but they've put out porta potties on the sidewalks for them.
Oh, there's a plus.
Well, you know, that's great that they have a place. There's solar panels put up so that they have electricity.
What?
And I'm like, I mean,
so they can plug in their cell phone.
Yeah.
It always amazes me. You know.
And I just kind of, in my heart, was like, gosh, this is so sad. And then, like, you know, you struggle, at least I struggle between that fight of humanity, their people.
Isn't that the thing? Because your heart, you know,
well, I think
out.
We all do. You know, you see someone standing on the corner who is, I mean, gosh, they're old. And maybe they are a veteran, or maybe they are. And so your heart, how can it not go out to them?
Yeah.
But yet you can.
And then I get angry because I'm like, do they make bad choices?
But then you see that they stand there all day long, and then when they get done hanging out on that corner, they go over and get in their car and drive away.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of scamming going on out there too.
I'm sure.
So,
So I just told Yvonne when we were there, I just said, I can't believe, and not even from the tents and all that stuff, but I just said, I can't believe how dirty everything is. The freeways, the sides of the freeways literally are just littered with garbage. It's like nobody's ever picked it up in a century. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I just said, what is happening to the city? You know, you have these tech companies that I know are there. And not that, you know, just because a company is big and wealthy that they should have to take care of everything. Because everybody has to have their part and responsibility. But there's so much money down there. Why is it so crappy?
Because they invite it in. Because it's a sanctuary city. And they say, come in, all of you, and you can do anything you want. And we're going to give you free this and free that and free everything else. And all of you people who are going to those tech companies, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And you're going to live in this, and so...
It's so frustrating.
It is. As long as there's not skin in the game, people are not going to take responsibility.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing. So let's get on to something pleasant and talk about this beautiful magazine in front of us. And what's not to love about a month that talks about flowers and roses and love?
I mean, I think we need to talk about love because it is February and Valentine's Day is just around the corner. But first, we really need to go to a break.
Do we?
Oh, yeah, we do. You're right. Good job, Sue. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play.
Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've got something you'd like to say, give us a call at 605-4567. I'm here with James Inzada, and we're going to actually talk about Enjoy Magazine now.
Are we now? Okay. So we are in our beautiful February issue. This is issue 161. I can't even imagine that. 161 issues.
Wow.
I mean, it does. Sometimes I like that doesn't sound very much, and then I.
What is it? 12.
Yeah, twelve a month or a year. So yeah,
that's
been a long time. And when you think about the number of pages in each one of those 161 and the stories, it's a massive amount of content. Anyway, we are in the month of love, and one of the stories that we have here is just kind of a fun, historic Valentine's Day story. A lot of people don't, you know, we just celebrate Valentine's Day with actually no real knowledge about the day and how it possibly started, the myths and the history and the theory and all that behind that. So we have on page 21, it's called Holiday of Love, the History of Valentine's Day. And there are lots of different takes on Valentine's. There are some, you know, five or six different views of how Valentine's Day possibly started. And historians, you know, have narrowed it down to those avenues that probably have started it. But interestingly enough, it goes all the way back to like the 13th century, I think it is. And it was, there were three different Valentinos, I think it's the name of the saints, or Valentinus.
That's Valentinus.
Right. Yeah, there you go. And they all died on February 14th, or were executed or murdered.
Martyred.
Or martyred, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And so, it, you know, one of them was back in Africa, and one was in Rome, in Italy, and then one was in another part of Italy where they were killed. But they were acts of kindness. Somebody, one of them made one of somebody that was blind to see, and they killed him for that. And it just goes on to talk about all the different aspects. The Emperor Claudius II was the one that actually had the two killed in Italy. But it's very interesting, you know, to hear about the different aspects of Valentine. It was originally a feast, a Christian feast. And then at one point it also became a pagan ritual where for a certain period of time lovers were partnered. And you would spend the week with that lover. And then, of course, the Pope at some point banned that.
not such a good idea.
Yeah. So there's a lot of history and evolution. And it's a really great little read and story about the history of Valentine's. Valentine's is one of the few, and I'm sure it's not every single country, but one of the few celebrations that are actually is embraced by a large portion of the world. So it is a worldwide holiday. Okay.
And one of those that just makes you feel good. You could give flowers to guys. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah, it
doesn't have to just be the other way.
Yeah. So there's also a little bit of a trivia thing on the second page, which I thought was fine. It says Valentine's trivia questions. The questions are how much did Americans spend on Valentine's Day last year? And the answer is $20.7 billion.
Wow. That's a lot of chocolates and roses and diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talking about the economy and those kinds of things,
these
are the things that just, it's unbelievable how, you know, a holiday can drive an economy just for a single day event, which is amazing. When did the Sweethearts Conversation Heart Candies make their debut? So everybody in the whole world, when you think of Valentine's Day, thinks of those little boxes of candy. You know, we used to give them away. I don't know if they still do it in grammar school, but I just loved Valentine's Day because I loved when we would make the little like mailbox pockets that hang on the side of your desk.
Oh, and everybody gave
cards.
But that could be so sad if there was somebody in the class that didn't get any Valentine's.
So anyway,
that was back when people just did things that we didn't go out of our way to make sure everybody felt good.
So that was from 1901.
Wow.
So they've been around literally for a long time. Approximately what percentage of consumers celebrate Valentine's Day in around the world? And it's 50%, which is a pretty hefty number.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The Bronx Zoo allowed people to name a creature after their lover on Valentine's Day. What was the creature? Of course, I was thinking things like kangaroos and, you know, stuff like that. But the answer is a cockroach.
Oh, my God.
How disgusting for Valentine's. I don't think of cockroaches in love, but whatever.
No.
In Roman mythology, who is the Cupid's mother? And that's Venus.
Mm.
So that's kind of fun. Which movie was not released on Valentine's Day? And, of course, there are a lot of answers. I'm just giving you the answers. But it's called – the movie was Love Actually. So,
and I don't know. Think I know that movie.
I do, but I don't know why it really would have to have been on Valentine's Day. But neither here or there. That is the answer. So yeah. So if you want to know more about Valentine's Day and what you're celebrating and how it started, check out the February issue of Enjoy on page 21.
Very good.
Yeah. So what?
And on page 22 is a nice ad for Casey and our radio.
Oh yes, right. Well, and then on page 24. There's another ad for our shows that we have here from KCR on North State Now.
There you go.
And there's good old Rhonda and myself and Orna and Michelle Slade. So we all have little shows that we do. Ours is the third Thursday, and it's North State Now. And we obviously have a show kind of like
and that's how I actually started doing Thursday mornings because when Linda started her Thursday night show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's,
said,
yeah.
And said, I don't want to do
both. On the
both.
Spot with Linda Bott.
Exactly. And that's how I started doing Thursday mornings with Carl.
Yeah. So cool. So another really cool story in here, and it's one that we've kind of covered, but there's been some changes, and it's very interesting, is called The Love Boat, and it's on page 25. and experience a river romance cruise. A lot of people don't realize, but we have this really great company that does river romance cruises down the Sacramento River, where you and a friend or somebody that you may be courting or dating, or you just want to take a loved one, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever your situation may be. This is a really great drift boat that goes down. You're kind of encased in a little bit of a canopy cover, and it's just a fun, relaxing, beautiful way to see the North State.
I love that. I think that, that would be the perfect gift, because there's so many couples I know that have been married forever, together mm-hmm. forever, and they have pretty much everything.
Right.
And what a great, gift to go, hey, and time with you is more valuable, and then you go down the river, which is absolutely beautiful.
There's nothing in the world like floating down the Sacramento River.
Exactly.
We have such a jewel here. And
underutilized.
Absolutely underutilized. Mm-hmm. Just throwing a little bit of a pitch for the beautiful rest in the Riverside Riverview mm-hmm. down past Balls Ferry Fishing Resort mm-hmm. down in there is now open again.
Oh yeah.
How do you say brunches on, mm-hmm. on the Sundays and, mm-hmm. and evenings and events mm-hmm. And hopefully going to be opening for dinners soon.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a.
I know we're getting close to the end of a lot of really strange. I don't even know. I'm speaking kind of out of turn, but the Kutruses own so much of the land in Park Marina, and I guess there are lots of leases that were 100-year leases that are all expiring within the next year or
yes,
so.
Yes, they are.
And so that land's going to be coming back to them, and I just keep envisioning. I mean, I don't know what their vision is, but, could you imagine, Park Marina along the water, somebody building a beautiful, boardwalk that you could go and restaurants and activities and
like they have in San Antonio and that I when they started building all the lawyers' offices and stock market office and dentist office and all on the river's edge, I thought, oh my God, what a waste.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it should be for the people.
Well, it should be
not for buildings.
Put something there that could make a profit.
Oh,
that could be owned and make a profit for somebody, but people could actually go and enjoy it.
Yeah,
and eat I dinner or walk or whatever.
Yeah,
have
with
you.
Shops and outdoor,
the river in San Antonio.
I'd like to see one of those little trams like that they used to do at Disneyland, the air trams where it goes above on the wire where you could actually just ride from one side of the boardwalk to the other. Or,
that would be so neat.
Where you could actually have those little paddle boats, because they have mm-hmm. that area that we used to swim in. When I was a kid, they had that swim hole that was there right across from Kutrus Park.
Yes, I remember that.
Could you imagine having little boats that you could go paddle around in there and?
And in the river in San Antonio, that's exactly what they have.
Yeah.
Businesses, they have shops, they have restaurants, they have a boat ride. You can go from one side to the other. And lots of potential on Sacramento River.
It's right there by now the Sheraton. It's all that would be within walking distance of everything. So.
Yes. And then you could take that river romance cruise down there.
Absolutely.
And so not just only are you floating, but they actually behind your little canopy that's kind of keeps you private from the boat tenant and probably the owner. It's fully equipped for cooking. So you are being served a hot meal.
I love that.
So it's not just that. But really interestingly enough, this has been going on for a while, and the gentleman that owns it now took it over from the previous owner. And this is also kind of a love story within itself, because he fell in love with fishing before he could almost walk with his grandparents, and he was from the Bay Area, and they used to go fishing in the Delta. And by the time he was 12 years old, he had purchased his first boat. So he had a boat before he had a car. That's how much he loves the fishing. And he also is a fishing guide. So he's a professional fishing guide, the owner. But he had placed a Yellow Page ad in the Bay Area to attract people to come up for this. And I guess his rep that worked for the Yellow Pages thought, what kind of a man, has a river romance? But she put the ad together and did that, and ultimately they hooked up and fell in love, and now they're husband and wife.
Oh, wow.
And she's the general manager, I guess, of the business and does all of the bookings and all that. But I know we've done stories on them in the past, but this is an update of kind of with the new owners and, you know, the sharing their passion and their kind of love story. So it's a love squared.
I love that.
And I'm looking at the clock and thinking, are we supposed to be going to a break? I think we are.
Oh.
And we'll come back with the next fun article out of our Enjoy magazine.
House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio for the North State. And this is Trish Clark this morning. And it is Monday morning. You haven't missed four or five days if you just tuned in. It is Monday morning, and I'm in the studio this morning with James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and we're going through this wonderful Valentine's Love Letters edition for February.
Good morning. Good morning. I was going to say, unless we, there was a time warp, and we're now on your show.
Not till Thursday, but I mean, yeah, it happens. I know a lot of people are so used to me being on Thursday morning, and when they turn on the radio and they hear my voice, they go, oh, my God,
their
what?
Life's been
what,
confused.
What happened?
Especially if you had a busy weekend and your brain is fried and all of a sudden it could be startling.
Absolutely.
In your robotic mode driving to work or something and then going, oh, my God, did I miss 3 days?
Did I really oversleep or what? So where are we going now, James?
So we're
going
to do a little look of something super fun, and actually it's kind of a little personal to my heart because I love this family and their family friends. It's called One Smart Cookie, Lori Duvenvoorden, Milk House Cookies. This is a lovely, lovely family that has a dairy in Cottonwood.
Okay. I recognize the name, yes.
Yeah, well, it's a hard name to forget. I mean, it's hard to pronounce, but once you hear it, you're kind of, you know, it's like that Walgamuth paint commercial where everybody has a different way of pronouncing it. But but it's Duvenvoorden, and they have a whole milk cow farm.
Yeah, raw milk, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they're known for. And you can pick up their milk in several stores in town, and they continue to grow and spread their goodness. You know, there are a lot of people that have issues with milk, and a lot of times it's very interesting. People that actually have stomach issues or just have issues with milk in general physically. I'm not saying to do it if you really do, but you can try. When you drink whole milk that's not been processed, they have a different reaction.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that are naturally occurring in the milk that will help with digestion and things that aren't there after it's been homogenized and, you know, filtered and all those types of things. So anyway, but this is called One Smart Cookie, and basically what this is, an extension to their business. So
because sure, if you have milk, I mean, where are the cookies?
Well, exactly, and that's what this whole thing is about. They have an event that you can read about here, and it started out a few years ago, and they had about 150 people come out to the farm. But last year, they had over 1,500 people come out, and basically, it's a way to try the milk, but they have a family kitchen that they've added on that they actually produce cookies. You know, it's literally like a super fun cookies and milk party. They bring out tons of vendors, so it's not just that, but it's like a farm day out at the ranch, and you get to meet lots of great local handmade products while you're there, obviously try the raw milk and cookies. But this whole event has spun off a whole new business for them. And
for sure,
they now are producing cookies and a variety of cookies. And the business has taken off so much that they actually are now shipping internationally their cookies. So
another business that's right here, homegrown, yeah, and actually doing business worldwide.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of them. You'd be surprised. I mean, the magazine brings to us so much enlightenment on what goes on in the North State, and I am still baffled almost on a monthly basis of some of the things that we discover that are being done here that nobody talks about.
And people just are unaware of. You're absolutely right.
And realistically, you know, we talk about all the things that, you know, are happening in the world, and that's obviously important. You can't bury your head and ignore things, but we also need to take the time to think about and talk and share the great things that are happening
right here locally,
and uplift what those companies are doing because they're the backbone of our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so this is one of those kind of feel good stories. But the little boy that's shown here is one of, I think, three brothers And they are really good friends with my nephew. The older boy and my nephew go to school together. They're, I think, 6 or 7 years old.
He's just
and
cute.
We have lots of birthday parties at our ranch. We have a ranch in Cottonwood that's not far. And, when you know, we all as adults go to these parties because we as parents like each other, but the kids play. And they're just delightful little children. Good families growing, you know, raising good kids. These kids play out on the farm and one of the things that I wanted to point out about her initial cookies that she made, she's a type 1 diabetic. So for her, it's really important that she created a cookie. So a lot of the cookies that are super popular, they're not all this way, but she has a line of cookies that are keto and they're sugar-free.
Oh, wow.
And gluten-free. And they're really good cookies, even still. So that is one of her most popular things is people that love to do keto, but also are diabetic can have a chance to experience a really great tasting cookie. But then they also have other cookies that they've introduced that are like, you know, the traditional Scandinavian cookies, those waffle, I don't know how you say them, but those waffle cookies that have like the caramel inside.
Oh, wow.
And then they have like a shortbread cookie that melts in your mouth.
Shortbread. Mm-hmm. That's my downfall.
So you can go to the website and just order your cookies?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. And I believe on the next page it does have, or the third page or whatever it has.
I saw the cookie. It's about as big as a little kid's head.
Yes. So they are quite large cookies. And that's what's kind of fun about them as well. So when you buy a cookie, you're going to get your full.
Speaking of pictures, is that the cutest cow you've ever seen?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Way.
So, and it's also very interesting is, like, I like milk, but not everybody does. I know that there's always seems to be a war on milk. Like, you know, you should only drink it when you're a kid, and then after that it's poison. And, then, you know, it was like you're talking about the presidency. It's like I feel like everything in our world has to be this way. And it's like the farmers that do milk, it's all good for you. And the ones that are doing almond milk say that the milk is bad for you. It's like we can't get anything to be, you know, remember eggs?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, it's so bad for you. Now they're good for you. Now it's just the yolk.
Yeah,
now it's just the
white. I know. I'm like, for the love of God.
Moderation.
Look back at people, hundreds of years ago and what they ate. You know, they ate real food. They ate it in moderation because they obviously didn't have a ton of it. Mm-hmm. And they lived forever, and they were hard workers.
And they were hard workers. They worked all day, and they ate everything that was in front of them. So.
Yeah, and they were fine.
They ate lots of red meat. Exactly.
So I just get so frustrated with all the stuff with as far as milk. But one thing that's interesting is, I didn't realize this, but there are two types of cows. And we don't have a lot of this type of cow in the U.S., but it's growing. They're predominantly in Europe. Then somewhere along the line, the cow's genetics changed. And when they produce milk, there's a A1 or C1 or I don't remember how it's called. But anyway, genetically, some of the cows or a large portion of the cows in Europe produce dairy products that do not have the certain whatever is inside of it that cause people to have
the allergies,
intolerance to milk.
Okay.
So quite often, if you don't have the ability to process milk, or you know, it upsets your stomach, or people like that, if you drink this milk from this specific type of cow, you don't have that problem because it doesn't have the lactate or lactose or something in it.
Whatever it is. That makes
There's a whole thing now, and I just realized I was at Safeway the other day, and I bought a half gallon of it, but they're starting to put it in our stores here, AC1 or something like that. It's a weird thing, but, who'd have thought that there were cows that produced milk and they were two different types of milk? It's milk, and it tastes just like milk. It's just they don't make that enzyme.
Exactly. But, you know, to me, it's gotten so frustrating to go to the store and just try to buy.
There's so many milks.
Something.
Yeah.
Whether it's milk or whether it's eggs or whether it's a box of crackers or whether it's whatever. I mean, you just can't reach on the shelf and get a box of soda crackers. They're all with this or with that or without that or with extra sugar or extra fat or extra this. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, they've complicated my life to the point where you just can't go and get, you know, something for dinner without 15 different choices of this free and that free. And
most of it's all marketing just to, like, try to capture you.
Absolutely.
My wife went to the store the other day and bought some Lysol for us for the store. And on the front of it, it has a sticker that says, kills the coronavirus. I'm like, how fast did that happen? I mean, it hasn't even been out that long.
Exactly.
How would you even know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow.
And I'm like, does it really? Well, so, anyway.
Well, I really like this Milk House Cookies. And if you're interested, their web address is www.milkhousecookies.com. Their phone number is 530-227-5034. And, Trish, we need to go to a break.
Yes, we do.
Those darn breaks.
I know. And we're going to take our final break and come back for the last portion of our show.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM. Yes, we're working on the signal. Also heard at AM 1460 and online, clear as a bell.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and away from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center. Since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. And we're visiting with James Rosada from
Enjoy
Magazine. And this is Trish Clark. And so we just got a little bit of time left here and a couple more articles we want to bring your attention to. Location. They always say that's everything. Well, location is everything.
Isn't it, right? So this is a great article on page 41 of the February issue. It's called Location, Location. Film Shasta sets the stage for local cinematography. A lot of people don't realize, but exactly. We have a film commissioner that is here that promotes this great land of ours up north, the true north, for studios and documentarians and anything that has to do with production of films and movies, documentaries. So I just wanted to point that out. You know, I've always believed for a long time that there should be a much larger film presence here in Reading. And I know that, you know, one of the challenges is that we don't really have, my father owned KMS, so we spent a lot of time traveling, my wife and I, and going all over the world and doing photo shoots and you know, videos and things like that. And so, you know, quite often you go to the cities because that's where the studios are, and there are large companies that can support you from
the technical standpoint of all of it.
So warehousing, we don't have that equipment, here. You know, yeah. Staff to help. And so that's really kind of a part that's missing. And that's changing and growing. I mean, we have lots of great, great talent here now that can assist. Reading as a base for production would be huge. I mean, you can go 45 minutes almost in any direction from Reading and find somewhere to shoot that could mimic almost any place on Earth.
Yeah.
From the bubbling pits in the volcanoes and waterfalls and forests and then, you know, plateaus and
certainly an untapped
water
area. I mean, that we could really build the economy on.
So that's what this organization is part of, and it goes through and, you know, very clearly points out. They have a website with over like 500, I think it is, or something plus locations, and it talks about the woman that's managing this, and that's just kind of a fun thing. And if you have an interest in film, to check it out. And there is a history of films that have been produced here in the area.
In fact, Linda has been in some of those recent films.
Okay, so that's a cool one. Also, then on page 51, we have one that's called Job Coaching, The Joy of Working at Personal Creations. Personal Creations is a great organization that's fairly new, that's here in downtown Reading. And I'm partially fond of them. We actually work with them and have their products in our store. This is an organization that works with young people, or not just young people, but people in general that have developmental differences. And this has the ability for them to work and do woodworking and building and learning a trade, but also helping one another and uplifting each other. And but they do building of all kinds of things, woodworking and laser engraving. And we've actually created a relationship with them. That, again, like I said, they have their products in our store, but they have now become our personal laser engraver for things in our store that were not even built by them. So you can come in to like enjoy the store and get these beautiful wood journals. So they're wood-covered journals, and then have personal laser engraving on it if you wanted your initials or if you wanted a message to a loved one. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Real individual.
Uh-huh. And we actually have a crate that's featured it. So at Enjoy the Store, you obviously can come in and build personal gifts. One of those for the wedding gift, you can do journals for either your girls or guys, you know, maybe with a wedding date on it and a saying or whatever.
So we work
with these. So there's in our wedding section in this issue, you'll see there's a crate ad that shows a lot of things that you could build for your wedding party as gifts. So that's a lot of fun. And we use Personal Creations to do that with us. So it's been a great relationship. And Zach Brown, who I work with them, is just wonderful. And so anyway, you can check them out as well. I want to point out on page 85, we forever have done our recipes. Lana Granforce is our recipe hero, but we've made changes, and I mean, she's still that person, but instead of her just creating a recipe every single month, we've actually enhanced it. We're asking for people to submit recipe ideas, especially if they're an old family recipe that, you know, has been around for generations and people love. Lana would love to create that and give credit to you for recipe idea.
Oh, nice.
Once a quarter, we also partner with local and regional restaurants, and they provide us with an Enjoy recipe or something that's within their wheelhouse that they sell, and one of the old-time favorites at their location. And this month, we're honoring Cleary's, and this is an Almond Joy Silk Pie. And this is what they're featuring this month. So when we partner with the restaurant, they serve that product for a month. If it's a new product or if it's an existing product, it will continue. But for instance, you can go to Cleary's and try this. And if you love it, you can get a recipe and you can make this at home. So that's what's so cool about it is that, you know, you get to try it first. You can go to the restaurant and try it for that month. And then if you love it, take the recipe home with you. And, you now can add that to your recipe collection. Down at the Enjoy store, we always carry the last 12 months of recipes. So you can come in the store at any time. It's no charge, but we have recipe cards, full size colored, beautiful recipe cards. And we have hundreds of people that come in every month and collect the cards and have created this whole recipe book based upon you know, the 161 of issues of recipes.
Wow. That's wonderful. Hey, we've got about a minute or so.
Yep. So, so come check us out down at the Joy Store, even for this February, if you're looking for something like chocolates or jewelry or woodworking or glass, you know, blowing. Things like that for, you know, a great Valentine's gift. We'd love to have you. We're really trying to encourage people to still shop downtown. I know that the parking is an issue, but
take the time to drive around and find a place to park because there's still businesses there that we want to see thrive through this building downtown.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me this morning. I'll see you again tomorrow morning. And my co-host tomorrow morning is going to be Baron Browning, a councilman from the city of Anderson, and we're going to be talking about a few different things. So please join us, and thanks for joining us this morning. Trish Clark, KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 AM, Your Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical